this year should be a special schus for Abimar and Imi Marazi Shiyichyu, for Shmuel ben Ruvain Eitan, and for Moshe ben Malka, for Shlema. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Avelos, in the very first halacha, writes as follows: Mitzvah Sesei L'Sabel Al Akrovim Shenemar V'Chalti Chatas Yom Ha'itav B'nei Hashem V'en Avelos Men Ator L'Biyom Rishon B'Lvad Shu Yom HaMisa V'Yom HaKvura Aval Shara Shiva Yamim Enen Din Torah Af Al Pi Shenemar V'Torah V'Yas L'Aviv Evel Shivas Yamim Nitin Torah V'Nischat Shan Locha Moshe Ben Etikon Lo Yisrael Shiva Simei Avelos Shiva Simei HaMishte. So it's a Mitzvah Sesei to be Misabel on, to have been Avel on relatives, as it says about Aaron, how can I eat the, will it be good in the eyes of Hashem if I eat the chatas today? I'm an onen. So you see from here that an onen, someone whose relative died before the kvura, is chayav in, is not allowed to eat kachim. The Rambam also learns elsewhere, he's not allowed to eat maaser sheni. So from this pasuk, the Rambam learns that it's a mitzvah says that it be misa'abel on krovim. And Avelus is only midaraisa the first day, which is both the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvura, but the other 7 days are not din Torah, even though it says in the Torah, Ve'as lo'aviv evel shivas yamim, so that says in the Torah, evel shivas yamim. But that's nitzchat, when the Torah was given, the halacha changed, the halacha became renewed, and we don't follow what the Avos did. And therefore, we if the Torah, if we don't have a din for ourselves to keep 7 days given in the Torah, then we don't. We don't do everything the Avos did. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mitaka in Shiva Simei Avelus and Shiva Simei HaMishte. Ad kan midivrei Rambam. The Lechem Mishnah brings the Tshuvas Divrei HaRashba, Simen Kuf Nun Hei, who approves from our sugya like the Rambam. The Dafko, when the two things, Misa and Kvura, are on the same day, then there's a Chiyuv of Avelus Min HaTorah. Otherwise, there is no din avelos midel raisa. Why not? Because Mefurish it says that a chassan in our sugya and ksubas that we've been learning, when the chassan's father dies before the wedding, he's bol bilas mitzvah, and they put the mace in a cheder, and he's bol bilas mitzvah. So it must be that as long as he hasn't been buried, there's no din of avelos midel raisa. That's the Rashba. Frekta lecha Mishnah. Since l'shitas Rambam is so din avelus yom rishon d'oraisa, we learn from the din of iser onen b'kachim u'b'maiser. So how is it possible to machalik between the iser onen in kachim and the iser onen in tashmish? Both of them are aser to an avel in the same way. If the makor of the iser is an onen, then why do we not aser b'ilas mitzvah? So we have a problem in our sugya. They see that we allow the onen to do his bilas mitzvah, and the question is, how do we allow an onen to do bilas mitzvah? He's an onen. You're right, the mace hasn't yet been buried, but onen is aser b'kachim before the kvura, and an onen should also be aser b'tashmish. So we should aser bilas mitzvah. And even though the Ran writes that Yisoda heter b'bilas mitzvah is the koch be'at chachamim lahat yodavar min ha-Torah v'shei ve'al ta'aseh ha-guf ha-kasha, that itself is difficult. That's koch be'at chachamim v'shei ve'al ta'aseh to be matir something. Why is bilas mitzvah considered shei ve'al ta'aseh more than achilas meiser and kachim? They're both kum v'aseh. Ma pitom that this bilas mitzvah is shei ve'al ta'aseh. Not only that, but from the Rambam, it appears that he doesn't hold like the Ran. The Rambam writes there in Halacha Beis, Mimosei Yischayiv Adam, Be'avel Mishisasim Hakola. When they close the kever and the mace, he is chayiv in Avelus. But as long as the mace hasn't been buried, he's not aser on what the Abel is aser in. That's the reason David HaMelech washed and anointed himself when the child died before the kvura. So as long as there's been no kvura, he is not aser in what an avel is aser in. So you see lehejeh that me'ikra din, there is no iser for an onen to do what's aser for an avel. And that's definitely a pella. Why is Achilas Kashim and Meister different, which is the Makor of Din Avelos Yom Rishon Doraisa, and all the other things that an Avel are Aser, that an Onein is not Aser, as Onein is Aser, Achilas Meister V'Kashim. But not all the other things in Avel is Aserin. Only that. Only Achilas Meiser. But not other Isurei Avelus. So it emerges that we have two kashas on the Rambam from the Lecha Mishnah. Number one is on the Rambam. Why is Isurei Onein of Meiser, which is the Makor for Dine Avel, why is that Chalifnei Akvura? And other Isurei of Avel are not Chal until the Kvura. Isurei Avel are Chal mostly after the Kvura, whereas the Isser Onin B'Meiser is Chal before the Kvura. What's the difference between the two Isurim? Isser Onin B'Meiser of Akachim, and the other is Isurei Avel. And the other question is, why is Bilas Mitzvah, the Ran writes that Bilas Mitzvah has a din of Akira Shel Dabar Min HaTorah B'Sheva Al Taaseh. Why is this different than other Isurim that were not Oger? They're all Kumvase. Why is this not considered a? Why is Bia not considered a Sheva Al Taaseh? Why is Bia not considered a Kumvase? And the Ran said afore that the rabbis uprooted a B'Sheva Al Taaseh Be'ilas Mitzvah, so you don't see that from the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Avelus only starts with the Kvura. So we'd like to understand Shitas HaRambam, we'd like to understand the Ran, we want to understand why is Isser Onein different from Isser Meiser, which is the Makor, that Meiser is Chal immediately at death, and the other is Surim of Avel are only Shayach after the Kvura. And also we want to understand the Ran, like we said, that why is Bilas Mitzvah called Akira Shel Dabar Min HaTorah B'Sheva Al Taaseh, saying he can be Bo Bilas Mitzvah Zekumvase. So we're going to go on the Derech of Hagon of Baruch Moltchi Ezrachi, who is the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Sateres Yisrael, one of the Gidolei v'chashuvei Rosh HaYeshiva B'doreinu, B'ziknei Rosh HaYeshiva B'doreinu. We just ask that the Rabbanu Shel Olam grant him continued good health. Still going, still writes, gives shiurim. He's around 90. K'nai Nahara. So the Rav Ezrachi Shlita says pshat in the Rambam as follows. What's pshat in the mitzvah of Avelus? Is this a mitzvah that's miskayemes Ayde Niyug Shel Avelus? And according to this, the mitzvah is to be an Avel. And Chazal defined what the Hanhagos of an Avel are. But they're not called Isurim. And even though the Rambam Paskins in Perek Chamishi, Eilu Dvarim Shavel Aser Behem B'Yom Rishon Min HaTorah, Vishayam Midivrayam, etc. Hakol Achadasar Davar. These Isurim, so he says Aser. Ein HaIsu, these Isurim are not like other Isurim in the Torah. But these Isurim are Kiyume Din Evel. In other words, the Menios, not doing things, are Kiyumim of Dine Evel. When you're Mekayim, these Isurim, you're an Avel. Or maybe no. Avelus is a Chalos Shem that's Chal on a person. And when this chalos shame of avel is chal on the person, he's aser b'yud alef davar. But the kiyum din avel is miskayim be'etzem chalos shema. One side of the chakira is that these are hanhagos of an avel, and sad sheni is that it's avelus is a chalos shame on a person, and this chalos shame brings about the surim. We have maisim like kriya, kfiya smita, etc. Overturning the bed that they used to do, ripping clothing, and these 11 things, the Rambam says one's asur, and these are asurim like other asurim in the Torah. So after he has the chalos shem avel, then these asurim are chal upon him. So are these hanhagos of an avel, and they're kiyumim b'divrei avel, even the asurim are kiyumim. That's one side of our equation. And the second side of our equation is that they are not kiyumim. They're avelus is a chalos shame, and that brings about isurim. And then afkamina would be based on the chakira of Rebbe Chanan, zecher tzadik v'kadosh levracha l'chayi olam haba. That it says a din of sheva al tase legabei akiras davar min haTorah l'idei chachamim. What this means is a sheva al tase mitzad etzem hamitzvah hane'akeres. A sheva al tase mitzad the mitzvah that's being uprooted, but not mitzad the maisa that's uprooting. That sheva al tase is mitzad the mitzvah that's uprooted, and not the maisa that uproots. And therefore it's pashut that if we say Shekoma Shinamar Bisure Avelus, that all we say by Avelus is just that the Torah was Mekayim, was Mitzave, the Torah commanded to be Mekayim, Din, Avelus, Bishlilasam, that there's a kiyum over here when you don't do certain things. In other words, when you're not getting a haircut and you're not ironing your clothing, etc. And when that is a kiyum of Avelus. And when one is Megahetz, when one is Mestaper, there's no Isser Mitzad Atzmo. Rather, it's just a Menias Kiyum Din Avelus. It is preventing the fulfillment of Dine Avelus, but it's a lack of Kiyum. And according to this, it's Pashut, that even Isurei Avelus are all included in Sheva Al Taseh. L'inyan hakoach v'yad chachamim la'okram. So even though in the ma'ase habi'ila mitzad the ma'ase shebo, there's no kum v'asei greater than the ma'ase bi'ila, nevertheless, since the aveira that was done isn't in the etzem habi'a, but rather in the fact that the avelus wasn't fulfilled, shelo hiskaima avelus, so this is definitely included in the koach biyat chachamim lak or davar min haTorah b'shei ve'al tase. So the maisa that the person's doing, if you hold that it's an iser, dine avelus are isurim, and you're not allowed to do a maisa to uproot the iser, so then definitely be'ilah is a maisa, and it's uprooting the iser. That's not included in the category of yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakor davar min haTorah b'shei ve'al tase. But if you hold like the other side, it's a shei ve'al tase mitzad etzem hamitzvah ne'keres. In other words, the mitzvah is uprooted in a shei ve'al taseh way, not mitzvah the maisa. The maisa is a maisa. But the mitzvah is uprooted passively, the etzem ha-mitzvah. So how's the etzem ha-mitzvah uprooted passively? Very simple. There's a kiyum divrei havelus when one doesn't get a haircut. And the mele, when one does get a haircut, it's a lack of kiyum. That's considered a lack of kiyum. Now you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of avelus. It's not that you're uprooting. It's just there is no positive fulfillment. It is a lack of positive fulfillment of dine avelus. Ah, a lack of positive fulfillment dine avelus. That the rabbis have the power to uproot. Kiloshon Harav Ezrachi, Harei Lefiza Pashat Shafis Suri Avelus Havelu Kulu Bchal Sheva Al Tase Lein Akoch Biatu Chamim LaAkram. Suri Avelus are included, are considered Sheva Al Tase, as far as the power of Chachamim to uproot them goes. Im Acham Rina Dchoma Shenamar B'Suri Avelus Enu Alazos Sheatorat Sivsa Al Kiyum Din Avelus B'Shlilasam. If we just say that all the Torah said about Dini Avelus was just that the Torah commanded us to be Mekayim the Dini Avelus by not doing certain things, Kolam Rikshenu Mestaper Megayitz V'Chadome Ukshu Avra V'Giyetz V'Ob Mestaper Lo Nasis Shum Isser Mitzad Asmo. This isn't an Isser. It's not an Isser to get a haircut. You just didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Avelus. So the rabbis can uproot that. The rabbis can uproot a not fulfilling the mitzvah of Avelus. I hope that was clear. There they have koch b'yad chachamim, because it's not a kumvas, it's not considered kumvase. If it's not an iser, it's not considered kumvase. Rather, what's it considered? It's a sheva al tase. It's passively not fulfilling the command, because it's a fulfillment. You have to fulfill not getting a haircut is a kiyum, not ironing is a kiyum. And the rabbis have the right to uproot that, because now, okay, there just won't be a kiyum. And that's considered sheva al tase. It's not actively uprooting a mitzvah. It's just nimna, now he's refraining from fulfilling. Terrific. So now, megayit atshrit vayter, we take a step forward. In life, we should always be doing that. We should always be moving forward. Kadima. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Lamed Zayin writes, V'hi hisha tzivanu ha-kohanim shi'atamu la-krovim ha-nizkarim b'Torah v'zeh be'atzmo hi mitzvah ha-avel kolomar kol ish mi-Yisrael chayav le-his-abel al-krovav kolomar shisha meisei mitzvah etc. v'kvar izbar sh'avelus yom rishon de-oraisa v'kvar izbaru mishpatei mitzvah zu v'mesecheh moed katan, that the Kohanim were commanded that they should become Tamei to their relatives that are mentioned in the Torah, the seven relatives, and that's the mitzvah of an Avel, that every Jewish person is chayav to be Misabel Krovav. In other words, you have these relatives, that it's a mitzvah to be Misabelan. And it was already misbar, it was already explained that Avelus on the first day is De'oraisa, and Meseches Moed Katan, the dinim of this mitzvah, are explained. In Perek Beis, Mehilchos Avel, Halacha Aleph, and in the Kesef Mishnah there, and also there in Halacha Vav, it says, Kama chavura chamura mitzvahs avelus sharei nitches lo hatum epnei krovav kadesh shis asik imam vis abel aleim. So look in the Kesef Mishnah and those words, that how severe is the mitzvah avelus that tumah is pushed off for relatives in order that he should be misasik, he should be busy with them, and he should be misabel. So it would appear from this that the tumah and the yis'asek imayim huhu hakiyum din shel yis'abel aleihem. So the tuma, being involved with the relatives, that's the kiyum din of being misabel on the relatives. We have to understand, how is there a misabel when we're commanded to become tameh? Seder, you become tameh to them. But how is that considered misabel? So it would appear that that itself, that this mitzvah was said about these relatives, is the mitzvah of avelus. That this mitzvah of becoming tamei, of dealing with the mace, is because they're avelim. And therefore, this is a chalos shem avelus. Because what's left after the misa is just avelus. That's what one does after death. That's the kiyum of the avelus, being misasek with the krovim. Only these krovim have this mitzvah of tam tumah, and therefore only these krovim that the Torah enumerates have the mitzvah of avelus. Whoever the kohen is mitami to, that's who we're avelim for. Moreover, it would appear that besides the mesim having gone to their world, they died on us. In other words, they have a chalos mavis me'im krovehem. They died for their relatives, lo aleinu. And that's the avelus, because mesu mikrovehem. That's the gedder of avelus, that a relative died, and this dying of the relative creates this obligation to be involved in the kvura of the relative, to become tamei to the relative. That's the avelus. And therefore it would appear that the yisod of the mitzvah avelus is to be sharui ba'avelus, is to be in the state of mourning, which is a mitzvah of hargasha. The person's supposed to feel the loss and then to act appropriately. L'chora, we have to understand. The Rambam in his halachos brings the makor din avelus d'oraisa, the isser of onen, in Achilas Kachim in Meiser. Whereas in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that we mention, in the second parak of Hachos Avel, he brings the Makor of Avelos to Muskohanim. So Lechora, it's a stira. What do you need both for? Is it going to be to Muskohanim, or is it going to be Isser Al Onen Bachilas Meiser? So based on what we said, it could be there are two different separate halachas. What it says in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is coming to tell us that there is a maisa avelus mitzad hargasha ha'ishis, one's feeling. A person has to feel the loss. In other words, a person's involved, has to be involved with his relatives and become tummy to them in order to feel the loss. And in Perak Aleph of Hilchas Avel, this is coming to teach us mishpatei ha'avel mitzad kiyum dinav. That's the other aspect of avelus, and that is to be mekayim dine avelus. And that we learn from the din onen of meiser, that avelus is a chalos shame that creates a kiyum of dinim and asurim that were said about this chalos shame. And therefore you have all the dine avel that are chal. So if our analysis is correct, we could go further, and we can say more, that the Rambam argues with the Ran, and he holds that in Achinami, Isbehu b'chol hanidine v'sura v'elus tarti, that all Dine and Isurei Avelus have two aspects. There is a Kiyum Dine Avelus, that when one refrains from being Mekayim these Dinim, one is not properly being an Avel. So that's number one. There is a Kiyum, he has to be Mekayim Dine Avelus. That's the Kiyum of Mishpatei Avelus. And when he refrains from doing certain actions, he's mekayim mishpatei avelus. When he doesn't wash himself, when he doesn't get a haircut, he's mekayim mishpatei avelus. Avo ba'avro aleihem. But let's say he's over on these dinim. He's also over on alav haba mechlal aseh, like other tzivuyim. However, this is dependent if the first day if he's on the first day or the other days. On the other days, the Kiyum and the Averos are both Darabanan. But on the first day, it's like we said, that if he refrains from the 11 things, he's Mekayim Dini Avelos. And when he's over on the 11 things, there's an Isser Bittul, or Alava B'Mechlal Aseh. And therefore, of course, the Rambam can't be Metaritz like the Ran, Sheyesh Koach B'Yad Chachamim, Lakar Davar Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Taseh. That the rabbis have the power to uproot something from the Torah with a Shev Al Taseh. Why not? Because it's true that by not fulfilling, there is a Shev Al Taseh. In other words, he's just not fulfilling when he does, when he has the Bia, let's say, he's not fulfilling the Din of Avelis. Okay, great. That's Shev Al Taseh. But according to the Rambam, there's also an Averis Lab. The Rambam can't hold like the Ram. The Ram holds it's just a Shev Al Taseh. But the Rambam holds it's a Chalos Shem on the Avel, that he has to, that he has certain Isurim on him. There's Chalos Shem creates an Isurim. And when he's over on the Isser, that's Kum Vaseh. It's an Averis Halav. So we said there, according to the Rambam, he brings two Makaros. There are two aspects to the Avelis. There is the Ki, there are the Kiyumim of Avelos, and there are the, there's the Chalos Shem of the Avelos. So when you refrain from doing certain things, what does this refraining do for you? When a person doesn't wash, when a person doesn't have relations, so what does that do for the person? It gives him a feeling of avelus, of the loss. So when he refrains from doing these things, he's mekayim dini avelus. And then there also is surim. And that's the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Avel, that there is surim, that certain things he's not allowed to do, like onein b'maiser. Now that an onen is not allowed to cut shem in meiser. So there's a lot of confusion in the svarim, in the poskim. The Rambam seems to mix in here on aninos and avelos. These are two separate periods. We've discussed it in the past, and Mirat Hashem will discuss it in the future. But in the meantime, we see the Rambam connects aninos to avelos, and avelos also, just like aninos, there are isurim, things that are usur. And when he's over the isur, so he's over an isur, it's a chalosh shem avel. Chaloshem Onen, and then when he does these Maisim, he's being over on an Isser. In addition, there's a Kiyum, but he can't say it's merely a Shev Al Taseh like the Ran, because then all you're left with is the is a Shev Al Taseh. That's if you're not being Mekayim Dini Avelis. Gevaldik, you're not being Mekayim Dini Avelis. Ave Yishbo Arbe Yoter. Yishbo Arbe Yoter. You're also being over with Shev Al Bekum Vaseh, the Isurim of Avelis. So if it's the other days, it's all Derabanan. And if it's on the first day of Avelis, it is Deoraisa. So now, remember we had the Ran took care of the Bilas Mitzvah of Unzer Chosen in the Meseches Ksubis. He said it's a Shev Al Taseh. Because you can learn, like Rabbi Chanan, that when he does this Maisa, so he's not fulfilling the Kiyum of Avelis. Now, the Kiyum of Avelis is not to have Bia, and he's having Bia, so that's a lack of fulfillment. That's called Shev Al Taseh. His Maisa is a Maisa, it's a Kumva Sedeka Maisa. However, conceptually, it's a Shev Al Taseh, because now he's not fulfilling Dini Avelis. That's Lefi the Ran. But Lefi the Rambam, that we see that you have both aspects, so Bilas Mitzvah will be a huge Kum Vaseh, because there's also an Isser, there's a Chaloshem Ovel, and there's an Isser on him. Hey, Bazai. if there's an Isser on him, then how can we allow him to do the Bilas Mitzvah? You're right, it's Falnim Kvure. You're right, it's before the burial. But the Rambam Hare writes that all Mitzvahs Avelus are learned from Onein, which is Lefnei HaKvura, who's Aser B'Kotchim B'Meiser. So he should be Aser now, before the Kvura. He should be Aser in Bia. He should be Aser in all the Surah Avelus. So how do we allow him to have this, to do this act with his new wife? So it would appear to say, says Hagaon Rav Zerachi, when Rav Zerachi was a young boy, he has an interesting life, Rav Zerachi. I hope somebody interviews him and gets his, or has interviewed him to get his Tolos Chaim. He's seen and met a lot of interesting people. So when he was a bacher, he was in Chevron and he was an Ilui. And he used to go hear Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap, his Shal Shudas Drasha. Various interesting people would come here, Rav Charlap, including Bachrum from Chevron. So today, I don't know how many Bachrum from Chevron would go hear a shir from a Talmud of Rav Kook, but you know what? The Bachrum from Chevron a lot of times are quite open. I say that positively, not chas v'shalom, negatively. So Rav Baruch Mordechai used to come to hear, he was a young Bachur, he used to come to hear Rav Chalap Shal Shidus Drasha. So at least on one occasion, Rav Chalap didn't start the Drasha, and he muttered something about where's the Bachur from Chevron. And then Rav Zerachi came, and then he started giving the shir. So he already saw Butzin Mekat Ve'yade. I saw in the biography, in the Hebrew biography of Aaron Kotler, it says that in 1973, Rav Baruch Mordechai was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. This is already going back close to 50 years. And he's by Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Moshe is talking about Baron. He says that Rav Baron walks in the room, and he said, mixing up the two stories. One is that Dr. Joseph Kamenetsky walked in the room, and he said he's responsible for building Torah in America, for founding Torah in America, because he was the president of Torah Misora, which started so many day schools. So that's one story. The other story really has nothing to do with Rav Baruch Mordechai, but once I'm already telling stories, that Rav Moshe Feinstein said about Avraham Kotler, he said, in psak, I hold by my psakim. But when it comes to questions of Anhaga of Klal Yisrael, I defer to Rav Aaron. That was an interesting statement of Posek Hador. Okay, so now we get to our teretz. Ma shenira be'ezes Hashem Yisbarach leimar b'zeh. Is behekdem, as they say in the Achronim, that it's known that an onein is pater mi mitzvahs shebetorah. We know that an onein doesn't do mitzvahs. An onein amad nezach er est on a bracha. He eats without a bracha. He doesn't daven. He doesn't put on tefillin. It's a weird thing. How is it possible? But he doesn't do mitzvahs, as we see in the Mishnah in Barachos at the beginning of Perek Mishnah Meso. On page 17b, in the Tiferes Yisrael, and Rabbi Kiva Eger there, it says that by an onein you have a p'tur of osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. So that's the Ershtizach. Onein, pater min ha-mitzvahs, midin osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. And therefore it would appear, more than that, that that's the difference between before the Kavura and after the Kavura. Before the Kavura, L'shitas HaRambam, the Avel has Kiyum Edinim Shel Mitzvos Avelus. And he also has Isurim B'maisim HaMavat L'maisi Avelus B'gadar Lav Haba Mechlal Asei. So Lefnei HaKvura, he has both. He has the Kiyum Edinim of Mitzvos Avelus, and he has the Surim of Maisim that are Mevatel, the Mitzvos of Avelus, together Lab Haba Mechlal Asei. So it emerges that before the kvura, dine onen, patru min mitzvahs avel. Val hadenotru aisurim, harayal ze shaper yavo esse debilas mitzvah, v'yidche oisam. So now that we're in the pre-kvura period, so dine onen, patters him from the mitzvah of avel. Remember, we have kiyumim. We have kiyumim before the kvura, right? But you don't have to do the kiyumim. You know why? Because the din onen patters him from these kiyumim. Oisek b'mitzvah, patr min ha-mitzvah. So therefore, all the kiyumim of the avel he doesn't have to do because oisek b'mitzvah, patr min ha-mitzvah. So mitzvah the kiyumim that you're mekayim a mitzvah when you do all the dini avelos, that doesn't apply to the tkufa of onanos because he's pashut oisek b'mitzvah, patr min ha-mitzvah. And on that is surim remained. So for that, yavo ha-esei shall be ilas mitzvah v'yitche osam. Let the essay of Be'ilas Mitzvah come and be doche the Isser. There's an Isser of Bia for this Avel. So how's he having Bia? The answer is mitzvah of Bi'ila, to call them Bi'ilas Mitzvah, that's Doche. Ese, Doche los Ese. So that's what would permit the Bi'ilas Mitzvah. The fact that he has, you're right, it's an Isser, but the Mitzvah is Doche the Isser. So as far as the Kiyumim go, he's Pater from the Kiyumim, Mitzad, that he's an Onen, Osik Mitzvah Pater from a Mitzvah. And the fact that these aspects of Avelus are also Isurim, so then how's he allowed to have Bilas Mitzvah? So the answer is that the Mitzvah is Doch the Isur. Mashenkein Lachar HaKvura. He already doesn't have a Ptura Bosik Mitzvah Patamena Mitzvah. And it's not Shayich that the Bilas Mitzvah should be Doche. Because my Omei Hayase Mei Hayase. How is the Mitzvah Bilas Mitzvah any stronger than the kiyumim of Avelus? You have a kiyum of Avelus, and you also have a kiyum of Bilas Mitzvah. So how's the kiyum of Bilas Mitzvah stronger than the kiyum of Avelus? Memela, after the kvura, it's izaser bebila. And therefore we understand very well that if the kvura passed, and it's still Yom HaMisa, that midai raisa kayamin olav gam mitzvahs avelus v'gam isuri avelus. So now midai raisa and the Yom HaKvura, he has both the mitzvahs of avelus and the isurim of avelus, but there's no longer a p'tur v'osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So now there is no longer a halach of yival bilas mitzvah. And all of Lechakos, it's up to him to wait. To do what? Wait for the days of Avelus to pass. And then once the Avelus can pass, then he can have the Be'ilas Mitzvah. So therefore he has to make sure to do the Be'ilas Mitzvah before the Kvura. So if your Machnes is a Meis Lecheder, so you're right, he's an Avel Midoraisa. But before the Kvura, before the kvura, he's only an onen, and aninus is doch the mitzvah of avelus. So we can say that osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. So he's pater from the mitzvah of kiyum avelus, and now comes the mitzvah of bi'ila, and it's doche the iser of avelus. So Farenfurt the Rambam, and Farenfurt the Ran. That we understand according to the Rambam how this Bilas Mitzvah is permitted because of the long Mahalach that we just presented, that before the Kvura there's no din of, you're right, he's an Avel Doraisa, But he has kiyumim and isurim. The kiyumim are pushed off because el seik mitzvah padam mitzvah. And the isur of bi is pushed off because, tell me why? Very good. Because essay docha los essay. The essay is docha, the isur of avelus. So avelus is a mitzvah, but it's docha. It's docha the isur. Mitzvahs are docha isurim. So the mitzvah of bilas mitzvah is docha the isurim of avelus. That's all according to the Rambam. And according to the Ran, it's considered Sheva Altasa, because according to the Ran's apparently learning that these are only, there's no Isurim, they're only Kiyumim. They're Kiyumim. It's a Kiyum of Avelus when you refrain from certain things. And not doing Kiyumim, the rabbis are allowed to say, don't do a Kiyum. That's considered conceptually Sheva Altasa, not to be Mekayim. And that's what permits the Be'ilas Mitzvah. So there is, you know, a velt to say there is so much more, and I just ask that the Rabbanu Shalom Baruch Chasdo V'Tuvo give us Mer Leben, he give us more life, and we're Zoche V'Hamshich Mirtz Hashem L'Lmod U'L'Lamed L'Shmor V'La'asos U'L'Kayim Eskol Divrei Salma Torasu V'Yahava Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.